Hey there, it's Ron. Our next monthly shows will take place on June 12th in San Diego and June 20th in Denver. June's theme will be periods. We're also proud to be part of this year's Denver Zine Fest on Sunday, June 24th at the historic McNichols Building in Civic Center Park. Visit our Facebook page or thenarrators.org in the coming weeks for more details.
Next storyteller.
All right, next storyteller.
Next storyteller.
Our next storyteller.
Welcome to the Narrators Podcast.
This podcast collects stories that were told at the Narrators, a monthly storytelling event that features people telling true stories based on a theme.
Our story today comes from Denver comedian and dear friend of the Narrators, Christy Buckley. Christy told this story at our 8th anniversary show back in March with a little help from fellow comedian and friend of the show, Talitha Kay. Each story that night was accompanied by sound painting, aka live improvised music from our pals at Playground Ensemble. The whole evening was an interesting experiment full of bumps and surprises and supremely real moments, and the story you'll hear today was one of our favorites of the night. Christy's story was told live on March 21st, 2018 at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. The theme of the evening was Keeping Up.
Hi, how are you guys doing? Wonderful. I am so excited to be here for Narrators. My comedy anniversary is actually in 5 days, so this show has just been part of my comedy career since day one. And if you guys feel like it's healing and communion to you, I can assure you that it feels that way for the storyteller as well. I have had some of my literally the best moments of my life on this show. So one more time for the Narrators before I get started. That being said, I've had a really tough month. and to the fact that this show is healing, Ron called me last week and said, "Do you want to do the show?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, I think you need this. And he was right. So I'm very excited to be here. Just to give a little background to my story, I am a stand-up comedian here in Denver. I have a cerebral palsy as well. I talk about it a lot on stage. And I have been having this issue recently since I turned 30, that my body is just aging at a rate that is terrifying to me. I'm in so much pain all the time. And there's this really terrible phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon, it's totally explainable, but there's this terrible pattern in the medical field that once you age out of children's hospitals as a kid with cerebral palsy, they don't know how to treat you anymore. So whenever I try to go to a doctor, they go, "I don't know." Or when I try to go to a physical therapist, they go, "Is this what you're looking for?" I don't fucking know, dude. I'm not the doctor. Like, it's a really terrible... So I've been feeling stuck and feeling like my body is literally dying. And I also get on stage and make people laugh about it every night. I feel trapped in my body, and also it's the way I make a living. I am my own Stockholm Syndrome. I did it to myself. But I decided 2 weeks ago when I had a terrible family emergency and my boyfriend broke up with me on the same day to go to yoga the next day. I've been to yoga many times and I have done it, but I always just struggle. I just hang on to the wall. Like, if you guys feel like you're bad, every time somebody's like, "I want to try yoga, but I'm scared," I'm like, "Oh, fuck you, dude." Like... Don't even try. Like, don't even fucking try. I have been going to yoga, and it has been helping, but it hasn't been easy. And I wrote a story about, this is the cliff notes of what I go through at yoga every day for the last 2 weeks. And I need to help bring up Talitha Kay. Please, guys, give it up for Talitha Kay. She's going to help me with this story. All right, you guys can start the yoga class if you'd like.
Allow the eyes to softly close.
Okay, easy enough. Maybe I can do this.
If it's comfortable, breathe in and out through your nose. Otherwise, breathe with your mouth when needed.
Oh my God, never mind. Maybe I don't even know how to breathe.
Begin to bring your awareness inwards to your breath.
Is this it? Am I doing it?
During class today, remember to stay in the present moment. Whatever happened yesterday is over and you cannot change it. Use your practice to let that go.
Why didn't you bring up yesterday? I came here to forget yesterday. Yesterday, my boyfriend broke up with me and I truly feel like I'm gonna die. And I came here to forget yesterday. I came here because I'm afraid if I didn't get out of bed, I may never get out of bed again.
Go ahead, come into downward facing dog. Feel free to go into child's pose at any time if you need a break.
I already need a break. I need a break right now.
You may feel the urge to look at your neighbor and feel pressure to compare yourself to them, to keep up with them. Resist this urge. You are your own person with your own unique body.
But I don't want this unique body.
Push forward into high plank pose. Pause here.
I want a body that works like everyone else's.
Lower halfway down into chaturanga.
A body that someone could love.
Forward back into high plank.
A body that I could love.
Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Go into tabletop. Toes go together and down into child's pose. Remember, you can always stay here if this is what your body needs.
My body needs a shot of tequila right now.
Curl your toes down and bring your hands under your shoulders. Lift into downward dog. Pedal your feet.
Please, for the love of God, please stop talking about my feet.
Breathe in together. And push the floor away.
I hate this.
Breathe in.
Nothing matters.
Breathe out.
We're all gonna die.
Bend your knees, look to your hands, and hop forward. Let your body hang. Breathe in to halfway lift and exhale to forward fold.
Should have set up in the back so I could sneak the fuck out of here.
Right foot forward, step your left foot back onto your mat, bend your front knee, and raise your arms into crescent lunge.
I can't let go of the wall. Nobody's even touching the wall. What if this wall is like some sort of metaphor for my life? Like, you'll never be good enough to let go of the wall, Christy. You will always need help, but good luck with getting help because you are completely and utterly alone.
This looks great, everybody.
Don't lie to me.
You are so strong.
You don't know me.
You've got this.
I really don't.
Lower your left knee and heel toe your right foot forward. Sit back on your heel and lean over your straight right leg for half splits.
Half splits, that is rich. I hope you're good with 1/10 splits. That's all you're gonna get from me.
Take a moment to notice your body in this pose. How does it feel?
Awful.
What does it need?
A beer.
How can you love yourself more in this moment?
If we're being honest, lady, I don't know how to love myself in any moment.
Heel toe your foot back under your shoulder and rise up onto your right foot. Send your left foot to the back of the room, rooting down into your right foot, balancing on one foot. Feel free to modify this any way you need to.
Okay, I'm just going to modify this by keeping both feet on the ground, holding on to the wall. And you know what? I'm going to add a little crying just to I like a challenge, you know?
Nice job, everybody. Great choices. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Lean forward and plant your hands.
What?
Bring your knee to the earth.
No!
Bend your left knee and bring your right foot behind
Stop!
Your
Stop!
Reach over your head and grab your left foot with your left hand.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Slowly let go of your foot and unwrap your bend into tabletop position. Tuck your toes under. Exhale into downward dog.
Be there in a minute. I really think my toenails are actually caught in my hair. I will be right back.
Now we are going to do that whole sequence on the other side.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Look to your hands. Float to the top of your mat into forward fold. Left foot forward. Step your right foot back onto your mat. Bend your front knee and raise your arms into crescent lunge.
There's a good chance I will never be able to do this right. I will never succeed. My body is broken and I can't fix it, and I may just be trapped here the rest of my life.
Remember, don't worry about what your neighbor is doing. Everyone is different. Everyone's body is different. And yours deserves your love and attention.
You know what? She's right.
Lower your right knee and heel toe your left foot forward. Sit back on your heel and lean over your straight left leg for half splits.
The last thing I want to do every day is come to this class and feel weak. The last thing I want is to put myself in a position to fail so constantly, intangibly.
Take a moment to notice your body in this pose. How does it feel? What does it need? How can you love yourself more in this moment?
I don't know. I can't just not show up. My body isn't going to get better, but I can't just lay down and wait to die. I don't know how to love myself, but I want to learn how. Then maybe someone else could love me too. Maybe.
Heel toe your foot back under your shoulder and rise up onto your right foot. Send your left foot to the back of the room. Rooting down into your right foot, balancing on one foot. Feel free to modify this any way you need to. Great job, Christy.
Really?
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Lean forward and plant your hands. Bring your knee to the earth. Bend your right knee and bring your right foot behind your head. Reach over your head and grab your right foot with your right hand behind your head.
Nope, still can't do this. This is not. I showed up. That's good. I did that. I didn't give up on myself. Not today. No.
Slowly let go of your foot and unwrap your bend into tabletop position. Tuck your toes under. Exhale into downward dog.
I still hope this is over very soon.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Lean forward into high plank pose and lower onto your belly. Roll over onto your back for final shavasana.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good.
I wasn't.
You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting.
Good, because I can't even walk on my feet, really. That.
You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves.
I don't love me yet, but I want to. That's a start.
You are perfect in your wholeness. Your wholeness includes your scars, your weaknesses, your mood swings, the days of your life you'd rather pull the covers up over your head and stay in bed.
I have to keep showing up.
Yoga is a practice of peeling away labels of good and bad and embracing whatever form of beauty you bring to your mat each day.
I guess I'll be back tomorrow. Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, guys.
It's Christy Buckley and Talitha Kay.
The Narrators is produced by Robert Rutherford, Mary Robertson, Aaron Rollman, and me, Ron Doyle. Our assistant producer is Sydney Crane. Our theme music is by Whalehawk. And our founder and executive producer is Andrew Orvidal. A very special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Illegal Pete's, Sexy Pizza, From the Hip Photo, and Renegade Brewing Company. If you haven't already, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And join us at one of our live monthly shows, which take place every second Tuesday of the month at Tiger Tiger Tavern in San Diego, California, and every third Wednesday of the month at Bumport Theater in Denver, Colorado. Both shows start at 8 p.m. and are always free to attend. You can find us on Facebook or Twitter, and for past episodes, photos from our live shows, and a list of our upcoming events and themes, please visit thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.